Friends with Differences podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Harriet, Bridget, couldn't be more excited to have you guys on. For the people, what did we talk about this episode?
Raising Cane's.
Paganism, Doomsday, Reincarnation. Do you believe in witches?
Do I believe in witches? Not particularly. But this is the intro.
Oh, well, we'll have to dig into that, Bridget, because we didn't get your perspective on witches. You're going to have to watch Practical Magic. But yeah, that kind of sums it up. Well, yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get to do this again someday.
This summer, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Come back.
You kind of favor Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I look like him?
It's the hat. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We get it nice and tight. All right, until next time. Thanks for coming on. Peace. There's a category down here at the end just called insensitive questions. That's my first time I've had that.
Your insensitive questions?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this one's like, you know, Mardi Gras, what's that pagan holiday like for a native? Okay, hold on. Before we dive completely into this, let me start off right by saying thank you for coming. Welcome to the Friends with Differences podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Today we have Harriet and Bridget. What a pleasure. Okay. Well, we made it. I'm very happy we got to do this. I don't know if you want to jump straight to the insensitive questions part, but I got a fun bit. We got a sponsor. Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. Oh, yeah.
Did you just get that?
No. They've been sponsoring me for a while.
Okay. I love it.
That's one sponsor. The other sponsor? Raising Cane's.
Yes.
One love.
Man. This hat you gave me like 5 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. You mailed it to me. Little backstory, you're from New Orleans.
It was my first job ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this hat made me like the coolest kid in school. I'm not gonna lie.
Y'all didn't have canes then, huh?
No, we did. In Cincinnati, we did. Okay. In Indiana, we did not.
Right.
At that point. But it was such a hit because there was a Raising Cane's right outside of the UC campus, which is small and very walkable. So it was like the late night go to post party. We're grabbing food. We're hitting Cane's.
Yeah.
Getting some tendies and toast. So yeah, you sent me the best stuff. I got a couple hats. There was a big necklace you sent. A shirt that I still wear, a long sleeve shirt.
I still have all my Cane stuff too.
Yeah.
I have a Cane sweatshirt. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. When you were working there, were you in school at that time?
Yeah.
Was this art school?
No, this was just like regular general. And then when I would leave school, I would go to Cane's and I worked the drive-thru, which was really fun, truly.
Yeah. I don't know if I've been to Cane's with a drive-thru. I've been to the one on Bloomington's campus because now they have one too.
They do. They have one on Kirkwood, I believe, like right downtown. But it's just like on the main road. But they have one in Avon, which I know Nate and Bailey love to go to now because they're very close. Yeah. But I don't know if it has. I'll have to ask them if it has a drive-thru.
Oh, yeah. I did see a Facebook post about late night canes. It's like, man, starting them young.
No, the first one's on LSU's campus, and it's 24 hours. I don't know if it still is.
24 hours?
Yeah, but canes started as like a fratty, like, drinking culture type of corporation.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, there was a lot of tailgates that just had tons of canes. Mm-hmm. Like, trays of cane sauce.
Yeah. And then the guy who owned the KFCs in New Orleans lost them gambling, and Todd Graves bought them. And
like, lost the KFCs?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's wild.
And so they flipped them all into canes. I think there's only one KFC left, but, yeah.
I mean, I gotta respect it.
Yep.
I like the business model of, like, just chicken tenders, bread, French fries, and coleslaw. It's the only options.
Mm.
That's the whole menu. I've never been to Canes.
Literally, yeah. You can get it.
Really?
No.
What?
Yeah. I've never been to Canes.
What?
Sincerely?
Yeah, I have never.
Well,
I've heard about
you.
It.
It's today's sponsor. Bring in the Canes, though.
No, I have never been there. I didn't know that. I knew that's what you got, but I didn't know that was literally the whole menu.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I went, I got a chicken sandwich, which is just chicken tenders on bread.
Those are good, too.
Yeah.
There is a Canes in, I don't know which airport it is. I'm going to say it's in, like, California, that serves breakfast. And they do, like, strawberry French toast.
Whoa.
And, like, chicken finger biscuits. Yeah, because if you're in an airport, if you have a restaurant in an airport, you have to serve breakfast. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Strawberry French toast seems like a wild card at a primarily chicken restaurant.
The strawberry threw me off.
Yeah, I think they're playing it like Taco Bell, where they just use their same things and put them in different shapes.
What's happening with Taco Bell? They have nuggets now?
I did see that the other day.
My friend got really sick.
Really? Off the nuts? I haven't even attempted to go near those yet.
No.
I mean, it took me a while to warm up to the fries, but now I'm like, I mean, maybe I'll get fries when I go to Taco Bell.
No, my friend got really ill.
Oh.
He's okay. It was also funny, but not funny.
Yeah. I mean,
I was finally thinking Ryan could maybe go to Taco Bell and get something other than a quesadilla. But if the nuggets are not it, we'll just keep our stops at different places.
Yeah,
I think we definitely talked about it, and he was not enthused. I don't think there's a lot of trust in Taco Bell's nugs.
Even less after this podcast.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're really shooting ourselves in the foot from getting that Taco Bell sponsorship, but that's okay. Let's see. Yeah, should we give backstory on us? I mean, we go back.
Way back.
Basement, GameCube, going back, you know.
Dream life,
yeah.
Oh, I wish I had brought pictures. I have a picture of us sitting next to each other and you're screaming in your mom's lap.
Oh, in my mom's lap, so I was like young.
And I'm sitting and you're like leaning over the table eating cake with your face, no hands. I'll take a picture of something.
Please do.
Yeah, if it's, I mean, there's a chance it just pops on screen. Yeah, when you first said that, I thought I was like, I don't know, 7 or something, like mad at a video game, but it sounds like I was pretty young.
No, you were really young.
Yeah, that's good. I remember I used to have like a series of pictures, and I think it was at like Aaron or Ryan's birthday party, and there's like the first picture, I was just kind of standing over this cake, and the second picture, I'm like, reaching for the cake, and the third picture I'm just like looking up all guilty because I just cut in line and just start grabbing cake. not good. Yeah, you know what's crazy, the GameCube's actually in that box right over there.
Oh, is really?
Yeah,
we haven't played GameCube in a long time.
No, and y'all had that genuine big screen TV. The ones that weigh 500 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
You have to sit right in front or it looks like a shadow.
Yep.
Yeah.
In the front room.
Yeah.
At the other house.
Yeah, what was that? Like a CRT or something like that?
It was a CRT.
Yeah.
It was
really big.
I believe it came from One of our TVs came from Tom and Carol.
I think that was a different. I think that was the tinted green one.
Oh yes.
I'm thinking of the one
the
that was
big
like
with, that had the back.
Like, it was like wooden, and then it had like a foam panel or something.
Oh.
You're talking about?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of the. There, we had a huge black TV that was like.
I remember both.
Bigger than a bookshelf. I mean, it was huge.
It was really good.
It barely made it in the door.
Yeah. It was good for gaming.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. But then I got told when you guys got older that you didn't want to play video games on really big screens because then the people move slower.
You know, there's something to that, you know. You can adjust, but, like, the input seems slower. Like, I really didn't notice it until I got nerdy with Rocket League, right? And I've played a lot of Rocket League. And then, like, once you go to, like, a big TV, it feels like you're turning at, like, half speed.
Their motion sensor lights.
That was horrible.
Yeah, nobody's coming. We're fine. It's just us here.
We did leave the door unlocked. That's something else about Indiana is y'all leave them those unlocked.
I don't hear. Normally, I never hear.
Yeah, usually we lock it.
But I didn't lock in last year, so.
I know, but when you're here, you're like, okay,
we're
in here. Let's leave the door unlocked.
I'll go lock it real quick.
If
so you can feel better.
Actually,
I'm adjusting.
Came in during the podcast. How epic would that podcast episode be? Me like kicking somebody out during the podcast. I'm trying to go viral. I'm trying to get canceled again. We're going for round two.
Again.
I mean, I had one paid subscriber and he canceled. So is that canceled?
Are you on Patreon? Plug your Patreon.
I used to be.
Plug your Patreon.
No, everybody quit.
Oh, you
everybody quit.
Dude, put your Venmo code up on the screen.
Yeah.
We are safe and secure.
Good.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, totally derailed. I don't know where to go from here.
I think.
Please.
I think officially, governmentally, we're god cousins. Your mom baptized me. Yeah.
That's cool. And the government gets involved with godparents?
Our official titles are god cousins.
Okay, cool,
yeah.
Cool.
And then,
I think it has to do with if you're written in as, like, into wills, too.
And then when I was a minor, if my mom had died, your mom would have taken care of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been wild.
That
would have
been wild.
We would have been, like, step-siblings.
Too many kids.
That would have been five of us. It
would have
been fun.
We would have
had a good time.
We would have beat dream life in its entirety.
In a week.
Yeah.
No, my mom was not giving me to my uncle. She's like, no.
Yeah, we would have happily.
That would have been fun.
Been
I went to Ron Colley.
Yeah.
That would have been wild. You probably would have hated it, to be honest. Maybe not. I don't know.
Is it Catholic school?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time.
I don't know.
Big Jesus lovers. I don't know. I call them hypocrites a lot. You know, they preach a lot of good. Man, every once in a while, they really like turning their back on people. They turn their back on so many people.
Well, I mean,
oh, my God.
Respectfully, I mean, that's kind of Catholicism's track record.
Yeah. That's true. They like to turn a blind eye sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a very good advocate for that in high school, you know.
Yeah.
You probably are better.
I had a good experience there.
Oh, me too. I had
a wonderful experience there.
Me too, but it was only because I lied so much. Just like bobbing and weaving, you know.
We did not have the same high school experience.
No, we did not. Oh my God. Hey, I didn't get sapped.
You did not get sapped.
What a dab up.
What's
so we had the student assistant program, and if you were
Reaper of Ron Colley.
If you were making some questionable life choices, people could turn you into this program without you, like, getting in trouble.
Or
as
if
life.
You had a problem with somebody, you just referenced
them. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
So then they could, like, offer resources and different things without
it's supposed
like,
to be like
getting
a
you picked
setup,
out.
You know?
No, it's like the Salem witch trial.
Oh my god,
it's witchcraft.
It is.
Oh my God, they were reporting you. Oh, that's so funny actually.
Yeah. So it was like if you knew someone was in trouble, you could go hey, there before people like got expelled or something. Like you yeah. could go and be like, hey, this person's struggling. Do you have any way to help these people? Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
That's so messy.
If they tried to help you and it didn't go well, then they just ask you to leave.
That's so messy.
It's so messy. It's like the goal was... Yeah. The goal was
the
good.
The goal was good.
It was
like,
so messy.
Yeah, but...
It got messy sometimes.
So messy.
Oh.
But the goal...
It has such a low success rate, to be honest. Such a low success. Like, if you count making the person leave the school as success, they're doing incredibly well. But... I don't know. There's probably a good many people that got a lot of good resources.
This is so interesting.
There was definitely someone in the grade below me that got SAP'd, and it definitely saved them.
That's good.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not go to a Catholic school. I went to a Catholic kindergarten.
Whoa, how political was that? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
You went to Catholic school with nuns, though.
The nuns were cool.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. Although, at that point in time, they were still allowed to hit people.
They really? Break out like, the rulers?
Yeah, yeah, but we were so young, they didn't really hit us.
It's just a threat of violence from the nuns.
Yeah, well, no. But, no, but the playground was separated by gender.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like
segregated playgrounds?
And
why?
Separated, segregated.
I mean, separated. It's segregated by gender, isn't it?
I guess.
I don't think that's wrong verbiage.
I don't think that's wrong.
I just was wondering
segregation
if
segregation generally refers to, I mean, people refer to race a lot when you say segregation, but it doesn't.
But we were completely separated. But the boys' side had this big-ass 18-wheeler tire. Like, a huge tire. And then we would, like children in the 1800s with a stick. The tire.
That's fun.
If you got there early enough in the day, the line basically didn't exist, so you'd push the tire over to your side. And then by the time recess would come around, you'd still have the tire.
Nice. Oh, so it was like get the tire to your side by recess. That way,
yeah.
That way, the women get the.
You'd
tire.
You
want to
get dropped off early
these
enough.
These kindergarten women.
And then the tire was gone.
Oh.
Wow.
And then,
probably caused so many issues of people
times.
In the tire.
Probably got SAP.
No, because we would get in it and then roll the tire, and somebody would throw up. It was fun.
Yeah.
Someone would throw up.
Yeah.
Puking
when you're a kid is kind of fun. It's exhilarating.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, Lacey and I were at a pumpkin patch, and they had a giant tire like that, and we went and we pushed through, like we pushed each other through the tire. That
it's
was
fun,
like three
right?
years ago. It was still fun.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sure I'd throw up so quickly.
We did that at, I think it was at Waterman's. And they had the one with the dinosaur that eats the pumpkin.
That's cool. Great.
And,
like a
yeah.
full metal giant, I think fire breathing dinosaur.
Uh huh.
And then they'd feed it pumpkins with pitchforks.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It was awesome.
That's very nice.
Smash.
Yeah. I want to go on one of those like haunted corn tours where you sit on the back of the wagon.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff jumps out at you.
Yes.
I want to do that.
I've been on one, I don't know, where was it? A big, maybe Hannah Haunted Eggers. They do a huge.
They used to do one.
Corn maze that was haunted, and you'd just be walking.
No, that's
you'd
scared
be,
the shit out of me.
You'd be running through that.
It was
scary as hell.
That was the place to go in like middle school and high school. In the fall, it was Hannah Haunted Acres.
I loved it. That's I love a good haunted house.
We have 13 gates. It's in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Oh.
Does it have like a cornfield and
no
a hayride?
It's I want to say it's an old hotel, but it goes up. And part of it is just like regular scary haunted house where they're grabbing you, and then part of it is like kind of like psychological horror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so my cousin went, and she said there was a room that was just stark white, like when Squidward's alone and he gets sent to the future. And the room shaped like a cylinder, and it spins around you, and you have to try to get to the other side. But it was huge.
I don't do those.
Yeah, it was like a
those
full
are
hallway.
So much fun.
I can't
like,
do those.
The bridge down the revolving tunnel, and then you're like walking, and it's like
it seems like it'd be like a maybe like an epilepsy thing.
They have that at the Holiday World 3D, because you had 3D glasses on too when you went through it. Mm-hmm. And I got about a quarter of the way through and I couldn't do it, so I closed my eyes and someone guided me all the way through it to an exit.
Yeah, it really messed
it really messed it with my eyes. I could not do it.
Oh, wow.
Man, do you guys think you could what is it called when you psychologically control somebody?
Telekinesis?
Not witchcraft, but...
Telekinesis?
Not telekinesis, but...
Hypnotize?
Hypnotize, thank you. That's what I was trying to think. I don't know.
There was a hypnotist at IU.
To hypnosis?
Yeah.
I was not my freshman year.
I think you have to be really relaxed.
Yeah. They had one that came my freshman year at IU in the auditorium. Was it in the auditorium or at the IMU? And there were, like, a ton of people that got hypnotized and ended up, they brought
like
15 people up on stage like by the end of it. It was crazy.
Oh, that's really cool.
I had never been to anything like that.
I'd be too scared to humiliate myself. But I don't know if, I think I do believe that you can really hypnotize somebody, which is so messed up. Oh my gosh, I want to know, I don't know why I'm bringing this up. It's probably not going to be good. But, you ever seen the movie Get Out?
Yeah.
Yo.
No.
I don't think there was a movie that left a worst feeling in my being than that movie. I hated that movie. Oh my
god. It's good.
Dude, it felt like a template for modern slavery. It's like, what are we doing? Oh my god. It's crazy.
It's very real and honest.
Is it real? I hope it's not real. I don't know, right? Because it's hypnotizing people into slavery. Yeah, that's the gist.
Okay.
Basically, it's about it's about body swapping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know about
this
term.
That's the shorthand of it. I don't want to tell you too much because I think you should watch it.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to add it to my list.
I don't know if I can recommend
it. Hypnosis, actually, so I'm doing this type of therapy right now called EMDR. That's kind of hypnosis adjacent.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's about eye movements. So my therapist you have to have your eyes cross over your nose bridge. And they have you think about, whatever it is that's bothering you, or if you have some type of memory specifically, you'll think about that. And it it helps open up the memory processors in your brain. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, moves the memory from the front of your or from the back of your brain
to the
front of your brain.
So you can process it.
It's very cool.
They developed it for
it's like PTSD and
And it's one of the most what is the word? Genuinely works.
Yeah.
So
is that when you see hypnosis in cartoons and shit, you get the guy with the clock and he's swinging it back and forth and you're supposed to follow it. Is it because that's when you're crossing?
It's something about
your eye line.
It's maybe. Actually,
I didn't ever think of that, but
probably,
maybe yes.
Probably.
I'm gonna hypnotize somebody.
For me, it's when I was going through it, I can remember things that were said during the memory, or I'll remember old information that I couldn't recall anymore.
Yeah.
It was really interesting.
Yeah, it's such a powerful tool, and Get Out's such a wild example of the evils that you could just harness it for. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think I'll ever watch that again. I remember thinking,
I
need to watch this.
Was it advertised as a scary movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Extraordinary.
Like a psychological thriller kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like Daniel Kaluuya too, so I was excited about it.
Who does?
He's the main.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
he's the one with the eyes.
He crushes it.
Yeah.
For sure. But to a creepy degree.
Yeah. He was in Black Mirror. And he was in Black Panther.
Wait. I don't think it's the episode I'm thinking of. Not the one where they're riding bicycles for credits.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Black Mirror's fun. That's a fun messed up show.
He was on Skins, too. That is a fun messed up show.
I haven't seen Skins.
I've never heard of Skins.
It's a UK show.
Oh, okay.
From maybe 2008, 2009. It's very good.
I really like British comedy and...
You'd like it.
Movies, yeah.
It's messy. So very dramatic.
Have you ever watched The British Office?
I've seen a good amount of the first season. It's It's slower.
I've heard it doesn't work as well.
Yeah. The it's weird because I'm so like a diehard American Office fan, and I've seen it so many times that like I'm trying to relate those characters to their American counterparts, and there's definitely like similar like launching points, but they kind of take their own character styles. But I want them to be the quirky American Office characters.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I've seen that, and then I've seen the French version of The Office.
I didn't know there was a French version.
Yeah,
you
know,
it's all in. It's the British, American, and French pilot episode are all verbatim.
Really?
So
did that get you through AP French?
Cool.
Right. So I watched the French version to try to help me learn French.
I love that.
It didn't work at all. I mean, just.
Did you ever tell Miss Jo that? I feel like she would love that.
I should. I need to reach out to Miss Jo. I have a painting that I bought for her in France 2 years ago. Over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
How good.
Miss Jo was our French teacher, and she had all four of us.
Oh, wow.
Through Rock College.
The sweetest.
She's a wonderful human being.
Oh, you need to go give her a pen.
I know. I got her number from Ratliff 2 years ago, and I've been putting it off. I'm sorry, Miss Jo.
I still have her Eiffel Tower pencil sharpener.
Oh, really?
That she would give us. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
I know. Sweet. I meant to reach out to her to send her a picture of Sam and I from Sam's wedding. Because in my speech, when my maid of honor speech, we talked about how we met in French class.
Oh,
and
that's
like how our friendship started.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd be like so proud and disappointed of going to, like, I in France, in Paris, I could say speak some French.
Hey.
I could order at the bakeries.
That's important.
Hey, yeah. I couldn't even do that.
I could get
morning.
In the museums without people being like, ugh. You know, so
that's way more than I can do.
I liked it. I was impressed with Paris. I like Paris a lot.
Okay.
I would recommend. They get a bad rap for some reason. People like to go and be like, "Ugh, Europe is dirty," but it's beautiful. There's like centuries of history there. Yo, go and then go to the Palace of Versailles. That was a life changing day for me.
Did you stay in Versailles? You just went.
I just did a day trip.
Cool.
He explored a little bit on his own.
Cool.
He did Paris on his own.
I'd love to go.
Yeah. Do it. You should.
A good friend of mine, her good friend from childhood lives in France, so she recently went to go visit Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I did not get to visit Nice.
I think Nice has beaches. I think that's one of the things that they're known for.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It was really nice.
I got to go to Disney World. Paris, that was crazy, super fun, and it's like all the like, or some of the old like DVDs from Disney would be like filmed there, you know, like I'm thinking
cool.
of like old sing-along DVD or VHS tapes.
Oh yeah.
So it was really nostalgic to like see all of them. 10 out of 10, would recommend. So, do you believe in witches?
In the same context.
This isn't a hunter.
In the same context of like wicked green skin, mole in the nose. No.
Okay. Yeah.
But
for sure.
Yes.
There's
maybe
a little.
Not as like a mystical entity, but people who like perform witchcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
Because that is absolutely real.
Because there's, like, books. Like, I mean, I'll go into a store, and every once in a while I'll just get sucked into a book that's, like, has spells and shit.
Well,
and I'm like, what?
My former landlady, she, her family, all the women are white witches. It was, like, a Cajun, like, a, I guess, like, a religious thing. Like, it was something that they did and participated in.
Huh.
But it would be, like, I think it's fine to be political. Anyway, so she really did not like Trump. And she had this ancestral biscuit bowl. This, like, big, like, maybe, like, an inch thick ceramic bowl. And she would have me go get carrots from the grocery store. And the carrots were him. And she would have, like, brandy and, like, all these other things. And she would, like, do a spell, basically. And then she would light the carrot on fire in the bowl.
Oh, my goodness!
And, like, say a bunch of stuff. And she would always do it, like, on a certain, like, day at nighttime.
Like, very ritualistic.
Yeah, and then she always had, like, pots and stuff outside, so she would collect rainwater and, like, do things with the rainwater. And then she would put that outside during, like, full moons and stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's like, what's the movie, Practical Magic? Yeah. Never seen that, Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
you were telling
one.
Me about it the other day.
Yeah.
I've never seen
it. It's a little soft magic, you know.
And then there's like, you know, voodoo. And
that's what I was going to ask about.
And all kinds of different stuff.
The voodoo dolls in New Orleans are very big.
Well, yeah, I mean, at that point, that's like a commercial thing.
Yeah.
There's real voodoo dolls, but a lot of it is
commercialized.
Yeah, but
you gotta have like
there's like hex bags, like when this same woman, she owns two properties, and we were cleaning out the other property after somebody had moved out. They left a couple of things behind, and they left behind hex bags for, like, protection of their home, and we had to...
Sounds like a start of a horror movie.
She took them. It wasn't spooky. She just took them and burned them properly. She was like, don't open them. You know, you don't know what this is, and then we'll just burn it, which really... I was like, all right, cool.
Not messing with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just let them
believe a lot of different stuff.
They do.
Yeah. And I'd rather be respectful than freak them out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, to them, it's real and honest.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I respect
I believe them. There is something, like, I don't know, I'm not the most religious of persons.
Me neither.
But I am a believer that, like, thoughts manifest, and I don't know if that's, like, prayers or if that's credit to a higher being or what, but I don't know. I think people have power with their mind in some weird
they
sense.
Believe in the strength of this, which makes it real.
Yeah.
Well, all these people are going to come out with all of their vision boards and everything for the new year.
Well, vision boards
and manifesting
too.
Things. That's going to be a big thing next week.
Yeah, like, I've always said I'm a very lucky person. And I just came across a study where it was about the perception of luck.
Yeah.
And so they took a control group and asked them if they considered themselves lucky. And then they gave them a newspaper, and they told them to count the images in the newspaper. And the people who perceived themselves as lucky, most of them noticed on the second page there was, like, in big text, there are 42 pictures in this newspaper, right? And people who didn't perceive themselves as lucky just went past that, counted all 40 some pictures, and then submitted it. So it was, like, essentially proving that, like, if you perceive yourself as lucky, more opportunity, you will perceive more opportunities. You will see
like
more
that.
Opportunities.
I think that's,
across.
I like that a lot.
Of course.
Right?
But, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That also kind of just goes in with, like, general self-confidence.
Yeah.
If you always look at the ground, you're not going to notice what's in front of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a fun wood shop in Irvington that I always, like, peek through the window at Christmas time, so it was fresh on my mind.
Oh, yes, when you guys did the luminaries last week.
And New Orleans is seems like such an eccentric place. I remember, like, watching, I think Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives went to Voodoo Donuts or something there. I don't know. Super random thought, but.
Voodoo Donuts are a thing. I'm pretty sure.
The place?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still open.
No, it used to be a thing.
I feel like there was some sort of scandal or something that came through there.
It is very interesting. I've always read and heard that it's close to the Veil.
You have to elaborate on that. I don't.
Like the spiritual veil.
Oh.
Is that like the doorway or the crest or the edge of
between like the. I guess, like, the living world and the spiritual world.
Yeah.
Huh.
Until voodoo is close to that.
I think since I'm from there, it feels completely normal. But then when I go to other places, I'm like, oh, it feels different here.
You guys aren't, like, thinking about the different
entities around us? I rarely think about these things.
Yeah.
It's just how it feels to live there. I don't know.
Can I ask, do you believe in God or a God or a God of this universe? Or, I don't know, you think about God a lot?
No.
Yeah, me neither. No, that's kind of not true. I get really nerdy about the dimensions we
live in. I don't know. I don't not believe in God, but also there's, like, religion exists for a reason, and there's so many people that believe so many things. Who am I to be like, no, that's not real?
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Sure.
Nice.
Yeah. I think that's more of a scientific thing than a spiritual thing.
You think it's more scientific?
That's what you're interested in. Yeah. Well, I was watching something, and it was talking about, like, how our life essence doesn't disappear when you die.
What is that?
Like, your own, like, personal energy. Does that make sense?
I guess. I mean, your body just doesn't completely stop right when your heart stops beating. I mean, a chicken runs around with his head cut off for a while.
No, it's less like your physical self and more like your I don't know.
Your spirit.
Your, like,
your
intangible
soul.
Essence. Yeah,
there's
your
a lot
soul,
of,
that type of thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that have superstitions. Or not even super, but like traditions in hospitals when people pass away.
Yeah.
Like they have to, it used to be you had to, people say you had to open up the window in order for the spirit to get out.
Yeah.
But hospital windows don't open anymore. Or like people, if they're trying to like hold on.
They're just keeping all the spirits inside now?
Well, it just kind of became
like
a non thing. Yeah. But like people will tie a knot. Like on a bed sheet at the end of the bed, if they want someone to hold on for a longer amount of time. It's like a superstition or tradition that people have done to like tie them back into this world.
That's interesting.
Hmm.
I've never done either of those. I have just heard of them in the hospital history books.
Yeah, that's cool. Now I'm thinking about like spirits trying to having to make their way out through the duct work and stuff, trying to sneak out. You know.
But that used to be.
Yeah, I have like.
Thing.
I get, yeah, like I said, I get really nerdy about the dimensions we live in.
Mm.
And like, most modern physicists say there's at least 10, like, which is crazy. It, like, string theory suggests there's at least 8.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. Like, I think, or like, one dimensional being is like our soul. That's my latest kind of,
Okay.
Okay. And I don't think our soul's like we live in a observable three dimensional world in terms of objects and like fourth dimensions time and all that, you know. But are there other dimensions that we could like I don't know. I feel like reincarnation. That's an idea that excites me.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven, man, that seems like that's a world. Not of this universe, which is harder for me to comprehend.
I agree.
That's easier for me to comprehend than 8 dimensions out.
It feels convenient to comprehend.
Like it.
That you just, heaven feels like you just go live somewhere else. you're still alive, you just go live somewhere else. That's how it
that's,
feels.
Retire
the,
my earth
yeah,
body.
That is more easier
yeah.
for me to like wrap my head around than like that there's 10 dimensions out
but
there.
I feel like all of our different dimensions are probably laid all on top of each other.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're like linear. It's probably one stack. Because I think that's probably why people will experience ghosts. Because their dimension is in the exact same place. Because, like you know when people will say, oh, the ghost, like, walked straight through the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it'll be because there was, like, a hallway there when they were alive. Like, that type of thing. Like, they'll just be making their regular rounds, but since your house looks different.
Then it looks like they're just walking through walls. I've never heard that.
Because I do believe in aliens, and I probably believe in ghosts.
Yeah, let's think. I believe that people can evolve out of this observable world that we're in currently. I think there's a spiritual plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, to some degree.
Yeah, because I don't believe that we completely die. Like, your flesh might pass away, but, like, you're, like, plasma energy. I don't know. It seems like
your chakra
part of you would linger. Yeah. And then maybe that is a part of reincarnation.
Maybe.
But also, isn't there that whole thing of children, like, remembering their past lives? Like, little kids?
See, I talked to my boss about this. He was saying that he thinks there is, like, a... Like there's some generational, like, trauma, and there's certain, like, generational events that are so impressionable on people that they literally pass down like that instinct or trauma through generations, even though they haven't lived it.
Yeah, generational trauma.
Yeah.
Right.
Generational trauma is, yeah.
But utterly. It's not, you don't think it's learned. Do you think it's just,
I think it's both. Yeah, I agree.
I think that there's part of it, like, that can be instinctive, but then part of it is, like, the way the people around you are acting in response to that impacts you.
Oh, completely. Especially, like, okay, so, like, within the Black community specifically, slavery was such an impact that, like, people treat their children different now, even from then. So, like, for example, my brother was talking to me about this. If someone compliments your child, people will be like, no, they're all not all that, blah, blah, blah. You can have them to... You know, they'll kind of,
downplay.
Like, downplay the child, but it's because in the past, like, far past, you wouldn't want someone to take interest in your child because they might, like, buy them. They would take them from you.
Oh, shit.
So you would want to downplay it, and then that would just continue to happen, and then it would get further and further away from, like, its initial conception, that it just, like, is some abstract thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Generational trauma is absolutely real. Your grandmama never did nothing crazy that messed your mom up, that messed you up.
I'm sure.
And that's just shorthand.
I don't know.
You know?
Like,
well, what you were... Oh, go ahead.
No, please.
No, I was just saying what you were saying earlier about people remembering, like, kids remembering past lives or whatever.
Yeah.
Mom would say that we would have conversations with people that had passed on.
About, like,
oh,
us?
Yeah.
I mean, like, we?
Ryan and I.
I wasn't part of this?
I'm sorry.
I'm so disappointed you were, now.
I don't believe you were born. We'll have to ask Mom.
Well, if you had been 3 at the most.
We were really young.
Close to the veil.
It was something about a light. There was like there was no light above the table or something. And I went up to Mom and was like, Mom, Grandma was saying there's no light above the table. And she was like, what? And she's like, yeah. She wants to know why there's no light. And my mom was like, that is something that she would have fixated on, would have, like, needed a light above that table. But I have no recollection of it because I was really little. But, yeah. And there were a couple different instances of it.
That's cool.
Sense. I also feel like spirits could hang around where they're felt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true. Like,
Oh, how interesting.
I don't know. Like, I talk to way too many people about reincarnation because I think it's really fascinating how people... Because it seems like, especially, like, kids. Like, I think kids, like, believe in reincarnation, to be honest. Like, most kids I've talked to, they're like, oh, yeah. I remember being a kid and, like, being in mass and being like, yeah, but, like, we'd probably come back as, like, something, right? And...
Now, do you believe that we reincarnate as humans only?
See, I was getting there. I don't.
I don't think we do either. I think we just reincarnate as life.
Yeah.
And then, but do you feel like it's determined how well we do in our life, what we will come back as? I kind of wonder.
I think so.
I've never really thought about it.
Do you believe in karma?
Hell yeah.
I think that...
In the, like, sense of, like, my name is Earl, do good things and good things, yeah, sure.
But yeah, like, if you spend your life doing good, I would hope to think that good things will happen to you.
But you can't do good expecting good things.
Yeah.
Like, if you do good
you
for the sole purpose of being a good person,
yeah.
Do you
my hope is that good things
that
will come your way.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think the good things will come in this life? Or do
I
you
hope
think
so.
you're banking it for the next?
I don't really think
afterlife
about
life or rebirth.
I would think this life or the people that I, like, if people that I would impact when I would leave.
I think I live too in the present, which is sometimes I struggle
too
with.
Too in the present?
Yeah. I think I'm too much in the front seat. Because sometimes I don't think about the future enough.
Right, living in the moment, not plotting the next 5-10 steps or whatever.
Yeah.
I get that. I'm very much...
What are we doing now? What's going on right now?
Yeah.
What am I doing in the next
couple
of weeks?
How can we elevate this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like video games. I have a very love-hate relationship with video games. I really like them. But at the same time, I think it's such a low bar for gratification. Like, it's like fun, but it's probably like, I don't know, the lowest form of fun that's satisfying.
That's fair. Every so often, though, you play a really good game that kind of changes your perspective on how good games can be. Damn, it's really good.
I mean, yeah, but at the end of it, I just feel like groggy and like, what did I just do for so long? And it's probably because, like, I don't play, like, story games. Like, I don't play plots and campaigns where there's a conclusive ending. No, I pub stomp until I'm the best. And I just crush everybody in the lobby, and then I do that again, and then again, and again, and I just crush the skins, get to the top of the rankings. Like, I'm a pub stomper at heart. And that's just, like, not a good
time. That is the way you play video, like, Rocket League. There's no, like...
There's no
story. It's open-ended. You're just playing.
You're just playing forever and ever.
I like story-based games.
No, it's like Rocket League is a box that I just drive around in.
Okay.
It's like soccer.
There's nothing to it.
Yeah. It's like race car soccer.
It's car soccer.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, I mean, I'll win the game. Go next. That's it, you know? There's just no...
That is just revolving dopamine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a low form of dopamine.
But it would get lesser and lesser, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a low bar. So I generally think video games are a huge time suck and people waste too much of their life on it. And we're veering towards it being more and more present.
Yeah. I like it as a little treat.
It's a good little treat. And like some people have a very healthy relationship with it. Like, a lot of people. Like,
you play a game after work, just play around.
Yeah, go play Sims for an hour.
Yeah.
It's great.
Right.
I love that shit.
And some people, it doesn't affect their, like, productivity at all or whatnot.
But some people, it very much does.
Yeah.
So, that's where it becomes tough.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do video games. Like if a friend offers to buy me a game, I'm like, no, don't, please. I'll play it too much. Yeah.
You should try different types of games.
Probably, but I'm just not, I just don't get, like, I don't watch movies unless I'm with somebody, you know? So, like, I don't want to play a game by myself, like a campaign. Like, I just can't get invested. I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. No, that's why I need a girlfriend, so I can watch movies again. let's see. We've covered a lot. I wanted to talk about, like, were you in an art school? Am I making that up?
No, I was.
You were.
I was.
Yeah, I remember you had these earrings that you had made yourself. Or I think they were gauges. But
oh, I remember.
One of them
yeah.
was like an octopus tentacle or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so cool. I was
Thanks.
So impressed.
I was in art school briefly. I didn't finish art school. I was not ready to be in college.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean...
I graduated high school when I was 17, and then immediately went to school, and I said, oh my God, I'm not ready for this. Taking care of my own schedule?
It's hard to have that much full control of your life and your schedule, and you go from such a regimented life
I didn't have enough self-discipline.
The self-discipline is huge.
Yeah. Self-discipline's hard.
I think if I had taken a gap year, I probably would have done better, but I'm back in school now, but I'm doing like a medical tract.
Nice.
Yeah, but in New Orleans... All you can do really is medicine or
Butchcraft.
Tourism.
Just kidding.
Tourism and medicine. Yeah,
tourism, medicine, yeah, or education. That's it. There's like other things here and there, but those are the big industries. Yeah.
I could see a lot of, like, hospitality, tourism, and management degrees
coming
out of there.
You can do art, but not... I don't want to starve. I'm not a starving artist.
Yeah,
that's something I...
You can do art as a hobby and thing that you like, and then something else as a career.
Anything I really like, I also don't want to do it for money, because it's going to change how I interact with it.
Yeah,
that's a really good point.
Healthy.
Yeah.
You work at a hotel. I hope that's okay for me.
I do work at a hotel.
Is it like a big flagship hotel? Like I work.
No. A lot of movies have been filmed there. It's just a big boutique hotel.
Cool.
It was a single person home when they built it. It's massive.
I was going to say, that was a single person home?
Okay. It was a single person home when they built it in like 1870. And then during the First World War, they turned it into a boarding house.
Hmm.
And then I want to say, like, it was still a boarding house during the Second World War. And then in like the 60s, another family bought it and turned it into a hotel.
That's cool.
And they filmed Pretty Baby there. And they filmed 12 Years a Slave there.
Oh, wow.
And a couple of other things.
That's cool. And Steve Carell just popped in.
No, I saw him when I worked at Starbucks.
Oh, right. Nice. Yeah, I work at an architecture firm, and I spend most of my time on a couple of hotel construction projects.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty fun. They're big flagships like Marriott and IHG.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of prototype plans that we are just subscribed to. We start from there, so not a ton of organizational planning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like just in terms of like we're not starting from scratch. There's a plan already, and we gotta just conform it to our site and whatnot. So
I think my favorite hotel. There's one. My friends and I go to an anime convention every summer.
What anime convention?
It's called Anime Matsuri. It's in Houston. But the hotel we stay at has a lazy river shaped like Texas.
What?
That's cool.
That's awesome.
It's a Marriott.
A lazy river shaped like Texas.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
So
yeah, that's awesome.
And then it has like a, what's it, the infinity pool where they like the one side glass.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, that's bougie. That's fun. Yeah, hotels are nice. I need to take advantage of staying at hotels for little to nothing more.
You should.
And
just go
try
for
more. Yeah. I need to pair it with my comedy ambitions and just start bouncing around on weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I should do.
You should
be a good idea.
Connor was talking up Arizona last night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a fun time.
I haven't seen him since he moved out there.
Oh, he's still very similar to what he was when he left. I mean, he's a lot of energy. It was really fun yesterday.
That's how you guys made it to the casino until 4 a.m.
That's right.
I was in bed. At like 10:30.
Yeah.
We left, I left, and I went home, and I went to bed.
I stayed up and watched The Office.
Nice.
Did not go to the bar, did not go to the casino. Went right to bed.
I started Squid Games on your Netflix account. I'm so
the second season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're fine. I haven't watched it I haven't watched the first season.
It's good. I like it.
Let's see. We're down to the insensitive questions again.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Kind of. I don't know. Before that is Doomsday. I like to ask people if they think Doomsday is coming or if they think there's gonna be a Doomsday ever. I don't know.
I feel like if anything, it's going to just be like we continually make bad decisions that destroys society.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a fire and brimstone thing. I think it's going to be like a Great Depression, there's nothing to eat, and there's also a war. Like that type of thing.
You think that's coming soon?
Hopefully not within our lifetime.
I would agree, but hopefully not in our lifetime.
Yeah.
I'll cast some spells and see what
I don't know
do.
About our children's lifetime, though.
Oh, I'm confident. I mean, the world will still be cooking. There's probably going to be a depression at some point. Who knows? I don't know.
I think we're getting really close to that, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I don't know.
I try not to think about these things. My roommate's like really on and obsessed about how bleak it's getting. I'm like, this is upsetting.
We need some positivity. Yeah, like,
you want to watch TV?
Like, let's turn on The Office.
Oh, he gets so anxious. I'm like, yeah, but also...
A lot of people, that's why I have this question, is because there's so many people that are like, shit's gonna pop, the world's gonna explode in less than 100 years, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, literally.
What?
Like, but I have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Bridget, you a doomsday person? Do you think the doomsday coming?
I don't think there's a doomsday coming.
Me.
I don't really think about these kinds of things.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it until he started asking everyone on the podcast.
I probably think about death too much, but probably.
I am not a doomsday prepper person. I have stuff in my apartment to get me through, like,
a scary one,
a storm or, like, a blizzard, not to get me through a doomsday.
I'm not a prepper.
Like,
my friend's mom is a prepper, and she's given us a lot of, like, prepping stuff. Yeah.
Flashlight.
We just use it for hurricanes. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense to have, like, a hurricane pack.
I mean, you lived through Katrina in New Orleans, right? Is
no.
that true? No?
Yes and no. No. I mean, I was there and alive and I experienced it, but we didn't stay.
We
left.
Came here.
We drove to Alabama, and then when we couldn't go back, we drove to my grandparents' house in Seymour. And then I lived in Aurora, Illinois. For like 6 or 7 months.
I remember my mom took me out of school the day you guys got here.
Yeah.
And drove, her and I drove over to see you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom was so stressed out.
Well, yeah. God. The whole.
No, because she was really different afterwards.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's a generational traumatizing event, I'd say. Type of stuff that gets passed down through generations, you know?
I think I got off okay compared to other people.
Yeah.
Our house was fine. My grandmother's house got destroyed, and it really changed my whole family dynamic. But I have some friends who, like, were in the Superdome while it happened, and they were stuck in their homes, or, like, they saw people die, and that didn't happen for me, so I'm like, I'm not trying to diminish my own experience, but I understand the
people that had it worse to a degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was.
I think
seven.
I think I was in fourth grade.
Yeah, we're the same age, right?
Yeah. I was in.
It was my first week of fifth grade, and I remember I fucking hated fifth grade. I said, this is terrible. It was the first time we were ever, like, moving around through classrooms instead of just staying in one spot. And in the past, there'd be hurricanes, and then we get, like, a couple weeks off. And so I was like, oh, this will be great. I need this.
Because that was really the first one you guys, like, fully left for.
Yeah, usually we didn't
evacuate. You usually
evacuate.
Didn't leave.
We would just go to my cousin's house.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 days later, it would be over. Yeah.
But.
And then we had a hurricane recently. Francine. And our power was out for like a week.
Dang.
But the one before that, Hurricane Ida, our power was out for like a month.
Holy cow.
And,
that's a long time.
Yeah. And then my roommate and I, we went and stayed with my brother in Houston for like 18 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Our city is very old.
Yeah.
It's very old and not built for things happening.
Yeah, and it's just right there on the coast.
Mm-hmm. So I might not believe it. I might not feel like doomsday is coming soon, but I feel like I'm going to have to move because I'm forced to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little stop in Mother Nature.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you see that? What is it? Twisters too?
Yeah.
What's up with that? They were just shooting, what was it, fluoride? Was it fluoride?
Oh,
it
whatever fluoride. They were shooting into the tornado.
Yeah, to make
in
the tornado
movie.
Dissipate.
Did you see that? The Glenn Powell Twisters
whole,
movie?
It's like a...
That's that guy with all the teeth? That blonde guy with all the teeth?
Yeah, I think he's tall.
He's a cowboy in the movie.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend it.
But, like, if you talk to somebody who gets enthusiastic about, like, cloud seeding and stuff, yeah, I'll point them to that movie because it's, like, all about, like, chemicals in the air and how we can control tornado.
Yeah, but cloud seeding, isn't that the whole reason they were having all that flooding in Dubai in the summer?
That was talked about.
That was cloud seeding, and they were messing with the weather too much.
Yeah.
Ryan was talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
They admitted that's what it was, too.
Yeah, I think it's pretty defined science that, yeah, we could control the weather to a degree.
Yeah.
I don't know what degree, and I don't know the repercussions of it, but I think you can sprinkle some stuff in the air. It's like a little witchcraft. Like, chemistry is just like
a lot of
magic.
Controlled magic?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like scientific magic.
Well, I wonder if...
Chemistry's crazy.
Hurricanes form when the air's too hot over the water, and they just start scooping it up. And so I wonder if they could just blast cold air into
just cool
it
down.
Tear it up. Yeah.
Forget global warming. Let's just turn the AC up.
What do they do in The Simpsons? They put that giant block of ice. I don't know. That's Futurama. They put a giant block of ice in the water to cool all the water down.
Genius.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That's what we need to do.
Let's just replace the glaciers with more glaciers. Duh.
Yeah.
Last insensitive question. Are there gypsies in New Orleans? Is gypsies an acceptable term?
I think it's a slur.
Is it a slur?
I think it's a slur.
I'm a big Peaky Blinders
I'm saying I think I know it's a slur.
It is a slur. I've watched too much Peaky Blinders. I love it.
I don't know if there's Romani. Is that what you mean?
Huh?
What are you referring to when you say that?
I don't know.
Because I know that's
like
what they call
that,
Romani
like, travel
people.
Around?
I thought it was, like...
You gotta do some Googling.
Genetic, like...
Because...
Like, some people are, like, born Jewish. Some people
It's a slur against Romanis. Romani people.
Okay.
And I think they were, like, travelers, like, traveling merchants, and, like, that's where it came from.
But it doesn't...
I guess. I don't know if there's Romani.
We can ask Alexa if you have a concise way of asking this question.
I can Google it.
That works, too.
Do you have an Alexa in here?
Yeah, you could ask it anything. Alexa, what does gypsy mean?
A gypsy is a member of a nomadic, Caucasoid people who originally came from India and settled in various parts of Asia, Europe, and North America. The word gypsy can also be used to describe something that is related to or characteristic of gypsies. By the way, you have a new notification. Do you want to hear it?
No, shut up!
Romani people consider it a slur.
Okay. Interesting. Is it because of Peaky Blinders? Was it before?
Probably not.
After?
I think it's an old thing.
I've never seen Peaky Blinders.
Such a good show.
I can't watch because they just sit there and they chain smoke the whole episode. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. How do you just sit there and chain smoke that much?
Yeah, it's a show just... Like make you want a cigar or something.
I can't sit there and watch it all. I know you and Dad and the boys watch it, but every time I walk in, I know what it is because they got the little hats on and they're all chain smoking. So
yeah.
You know exactly what it is when you walk in the room.
It's the best, and then you got the. Oh, who is the artist? Is it John White? No. The artist of Peaky Blinders. I'm going to kick myself for not remembering that. If it's John White, I'll be happy. It's not. All right, well, we pretty much have done it. I got through
like
all my insensitive questions. Anything else you want to say? For the people? Anything?
Can I see the paper?
Yeah, sure.
Anything else you want
to say? I mean, this is the time to get everything out. This is the big podcast.
You have such soft handwriting.
I know, it's in pencil too. It's kind of so people can't read it. It's like really hard to read, so only I can read it.
It's purposeful.
There's probably so many spelling errors. Mark Norman made me want to get a piece of paper.
The bougier the hotel is, the less they got it going on.
Really?
Yeah. This hotel that I work at
is bougie.
The nightly rate fluctuates based on I guess if it's just a popular night.
Yeah.
So it can go from like $250 to like $550.
Yeah, surge pricing.
But we don't have breakfast. There's like kind of room service. they don't bring your bags up to your room, the elevator is broken, but they don't tell people it's broken, which is against the ADA. And
yeah,
the bougier it is, I think until you hit a certain cap, you're not really paying for much.
For the bouginess.
Yeah. Some hotels are genuinely bougie, though, and you do get all the amenities.
Yeah, it's really hard to...
What is this? Are there any homeless people? What was it where you guys?
Oh, I don't know. Like, there seems to be a good amount of homeless people here in Indiana. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's growing as of late. I don't know. Is there a pretty good homeless presence in New Orleans, or...?
Yeah, because it's warm.
Yeah.
So people will come south.
Makes sense.
So there's, like, a lot of, like, local people, and then there's a, I don't know, more kind of, like, a sect. Gutter punks? I don't know if you have gutter punks here.
I don't know what that is.
Not really.
Gutter punks are young, usually white people, and they come to New Orleans. Usually they also have rich parents, and they just live and exist outside.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, you know... Like leather and chain mail. Like they're just really punk and they always have their dogs and stuff.
Are they?
But homeless? They are absolutely homeless, yes.
Okay. That's like, I recently learned that there's kind of loopholes in the law where they, if you're like below water level or near the edge of water, then like police can't displace you. That's why you see so many people, like homeless people, wet camps around waterways.
Like,
so that's where I thought you were going with gutters. But.
No, it's just because they live in the gutters.
Yeah.
They primarily just like stay on the sidewalks. They don't have like a encampment. Whereas like a lot of people, like under the overpass, there's like full, like organized communities of like tents and stuff, and, like walkways. It's like, it's all pretty organized. Yeah.
Alright, so. Anything else off the list you want to touch on?
Mighty West Fun. You all should visit.
It's a good time.
It is a good time.
Mom and I went down one year, my freshman year of college, and the four of us went to the parades. And
most of what people experience is like out of town Mighty Gras.
We went for Family Gras, so it was like the weekend before.
Family Gras isn't, like, a specific thing. I know what you're talking about. You did, like, the normal thing. You didn't go downtown and, like...
Right.
Yeah.
We were, like, walking distance from where you guys lived.
Tourists go downtown. That's a completely different vibe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Completely different. There's also no parades.
It's crazy. There's no what?
The parades go down Canal, but they don't go, like, to Bourbon or anything.
Yeah.
We got a lot of beads, a lot of cups.
It's just fun outside.
The cups were cool.
Yeah, I like the cups because I actually use them.
Yeah, the cups are cool.
But they're starting to throw more like sustainable throws. Like last year, the big thing was socks. It was like hats and towels.
People like throwing at
the parade throws. So the
parade throws.
They're kind of, they do still throw beads, but they're starting to throw like things that people will reuse.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras makes
to get
so
to
much
flash
trash.
People for beads.
People
is
don't.
That like a big thing? No.
No, people
that's
don't really.
That's what I've heard from
that's
Mark
a
Norman.
Yeah. That's
just Donald Trump just shooting paper towel rolls.
That's a... No, flashing is like a downtown tourist thing.
There was no flashing where we were.
You're also
not
supposed to. You'll get arrested.
Public nudity.
I don't think they care too much. But yeah.
I wouldn't report.
No, it's normal. No, it's just normal. It's packed. It's just like a lot of people on the street. Everybody's drunk, but not like terribly so.
Yeah.
It's like
it is a pagan
drunk.
Holiday.
Yeah, it is.
It's new knowledge to me as we celebrated it in Catholic grade school.
Yeah.
But you gotta get it out, you know? I was like, I remember gambling in the 7th grade classroom during Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
It was some kind of like, it was blackjack.
We used to go from room to room, and you would go around, and you had so many tickets, and it was like a carnival. And
there was a teacher that would host blackjack. I mean, it was lit.
Cool.
You had coins, and...
Oh, you would truly gamble. Yeah, that's
what I mean.
The only time I ever gambled was with my friend during Hanukkah. We would gamble with the chocolate coins.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's fun.
We had some chocolate coins at the house up until yesterday. I don't know if we still do though.
Well, we should gamble with them.
We gave a bunch of them to the kids at the party.
Oh, nice.
But
do you have any questions for me?
I think I did mine.
Okay, cool.
Any last thoughts, Bridget?
6:26.
Oh, you gotta go to your thing.
You gotta go to
your
comedy.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should say, I'm doing Crouch Comedy Show January 9th, and there's another comedy showcase I'll be doing in January that I'm about to go find the date for, so that's fun. Okay, so we need to do the intro, right? All right. Welcome to the Friends with Differences podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Harriet, Bridget.
Thank you.
Couldn't be more excited to
it's
have
great
you guys
to be
on.
Here.
For the people, what did we talk about this episode?
Raising Cane's.
Paganism, Doomsday, Reincarnation. Do you believe in witches?
Do I believe in witches? Not particularly. But this is the intro.
Oh, well, we'll have to dig into that, Bridget, because we didn't get your perspective on witches. You're going to have to watch Practical Magic. But yeah, that kind of sums it up. Well,
yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get to do this again someday.
This summer, maybe.
Yeah.
Come back.
You kind of favor Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I look like him?
It's the hat. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We get it nice and tight. All right. Until next time. Thanks for coming on. Peace. Cool.